For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Reader, and welcome back to part two of our safari adventure. We released part one earlier. Be sure to listen so you're all caught up. Reading Bug Adventures is written, created, and produced by The Reading Bug, our family-owned children's bookstore in California. You can learn more about us at thereadingbug.com, and you can learn about our subscription box service and have great new books picked just for you and delivered monthly at readingbugbox.com. Finally, if you love listening to Reading Bug Adventures, please help us spread the word. Tell your friends, write a review of our podcast, or share on social media to help us grow our audience and keep creating special adventures together. Now, do you remember what happened in part one of our adventure, reader? That's right. We hopped into the Reading Bug's book bag, and it took us across the globe to the middle of the Serengeti National Park in northern Tanzania, on the continent of Africa. We're on a picture safari, looking for the many majestic animals, some of which are endangered, that live here so we can draw them and show pictures to our friends and family. Last time, we saw elephants, hippos, and giraffes, and one very big lion. I wonder what we're going to see today. Are you ready to continue our adventure, reader? Great! On the count of three, let's all imagine ourselves back onto the picture safari. Ready? One, two, three, let's fly!
It's a Reading Bug adventure, there's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper, and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Hi, reader. Welcome back. It's so good to see you again. I can't wait to explore more of the Serengeti National Park with you, Lauren, and our new friend Amari.
Do you remember Amari, reader? We met her last time. She's a member of the Maasai tribe and lives with her father, who's a guide here. She kindly offered to drive us in her jeep to find more wildlife to draw. And that's where we are now, traveling on the bumpy, dusty dirt roads in Amari's jeep and keeping a lookout for more animals. Do you see any animals, reader?
I think I see a few gnus in the distance.
What on earth is a gnu?
Gnus are also called wildebeest or African antelopes. Reader, I see you came prepared with some crayons and paper.
Great idea, Amari. Reader, why don't you draw a gnu as the Reading Bug and I describe it to you? First, gnus look like big, muscular cows. Can you draw a four-legged cow? But make sure his head looks big and square. Unlike a cow, however, gnus have a mane.
It looks like a light gray Santa Claus beard all around their face. How funny!
That's right! Okay, next, draw a curved brown horn that starts above each ear and curves out from the side of the gnu's head, down a little, and then up again above his head. Up on top of the gnu's head, the horns are pointed toward each other.
You can color your gnu gray. But see, at its head, he's almost black. And they all have dark gray, almost black stripes all across their body.
Great work. And don't forget the tail. The gnu has a long black tail.
The top of the tail is narrow, but it gets fluffier towards the bottom.
I am so excited to see what you've imagined a gnu looks like, reader. If you're creating your illustration right now, You might also want to draw the yellow grass that the gnus love to eat, as well as the sun in the sky. Look! There are more clouds in the sky now than there were when we started our adventure. Amari may have been right to wear her red raincoat. We might actually get some rain today. You may also want to draw an acacia tree to keep your gnu cool as he rests in the shade. If you need more time to finish your illustration, go ahead and pause our adventure here. We'll be waiting for you when you come back. Otherwise, keep on listening, and we'll continue our adventure and find those wildebeest. Just like always, we'll have music to color to at the end of the episode. If you drew a picture, hold it up so everyone can see it. Great job, reader! You have imagined a splendid gnu!
And just in time. Look there. I've just parked my jeep next to a small herd. And if you listen carefully, you just might be able to hear them speaking with one another. Why don't we hop out of the jeep and get a little bit closer? Great. Follow me. Reader, as we walk among the wildebeest, watch them carefully and do whatever they do so that they don't notice us.
Hello, my friends. I'm honored to bring you the Great Migration, live.
Look, reader. The big wildebeest in the front of the herd is talking. Let's try to move closer to hear what he's saying.
Spanning the globe, we are training for one of the 10 natural wonders of Africa, the Great Migration, the thrill of the Serengeti and the agony of defeat, or should I say, dehooves. I know mine are aching already, and we haven't even begun the migration. The drama of animal survival. This is the wild world of the Serengeti. Here we go. Things are just getting started. Off in the distance, I can see a wave of brown and black moving through the grasslands, and I can hear and feel millions of hooves stamping on the ground as the migration approaches. My friends, can you stamp your hooves with me? We need to be ready to join the Great Migration when the other animals, the zebras, antelope, and gazelles, pass us by, or we could get trampled or left behind. So stamp your hooves with me now.
Reader, remember, we don't want to be spotted. So act like a gnu and do everything these animals do. Go ahead and stamp your feet with them now.
Great work. Keep it going. Now, let's do our stretches together. Roll your shoulders forward. Then roll them backwards. Good job, team. Just like that. Feels good, right? Okay. Next, roll your head all around. First one way, and then the other. Perfect. Let me know you are warmed up and ready to run by stamping your hooves again. Ooh, what do we have here? You lot don't look a lick like one of us.
Oh no, we've been spotted.
Oh no, poor things, look at you. Keep up with the other animals and the Great Migration is going to be very tough with just two legs like you've got.
Excuse me. I have six legs.
Hi there. Sorry to startle you. My name is Lauren, and this little six-legged bug on my shoulder is the reading bug. We're here with our friends on a picture safari. And this is Amari, who lives in the Serengeti National Park with her father. Are you all gnus?
Why, of course not. No, we are not new at all. Our species is very old, much older than two-legged creatures like you. Although, admittedly, bugs have been around at least as long as we have. That's one of the reasons why we have such magnificent tails, to swat the flies that bother us on hot days. See? Magnificent, right?
Oh no, that's not what I mean. I'm not asking you how old you are. I'm asking you if you are a gnu.
And I'm telling you that we are definitely not new. Wildebeests like us have been around for at least 2 million years.
Lauren, my book says that wildebeests are also called gnus, but this conversation is only confusing the matters. I suggest you call him a wildebeest instead.
Okay, moving on. What is your name, Mr. Wildebeest?
My name is Wallace, but my friends all call me Wally, and I am indeed, we all are, blue wildebeest.
But Wally, as handsome as you are, and you are very stately and handsome, you are definitely not blue. None of you are blue. You are more like gray with blackish stripes.
We are most definitely blue wildebeest. We have always been blue wildebeest. Our herds have lived on the Serengeti for centuries and centuries. We have relatives who are black wildebeest, but there is no such thing as gray wildebeest. Oh wait, can you feel that? The animals are getting closer and closer, and my small herd must be ready to join them then. On your marks, everyone.
But, where are you going? And why?
We are about to join the annual wildebeest migration. In search of food and water, we start right here in the southern Serengeti in Tanzania, and we head north to Kenya before we circle back through Tanzania until we get back here, right where we started. It's what we do, and not just us. Lots of other hooved animals join us, like zebras and gazelle and other antelope. It takes us almost a year to make our circuit. So when we get back here, we rest for a brief while before we start all over again. I've been trying to whip my herd into shape for our trek because it's a long and dangerous journey. When we get to Kenya, we will have to cross the Mara River, which is full of giant crocodiles, large enough to grab a wildebeest for dinner if you're not careful and fast. Thousands of our friends will not make it across the treacherous river filled with hungry crocodiles. Say, do you want to join us?
No thanks. As fun as that sounds, I think we'll pass on the river full of crocodiles.
Alright, your loss. You'll be on your own to find food and water then. Excuse me. I hate to cut our conversation short, but I really must run. Go, everyone! Go, 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 go! Goodbye, Lauren! Goodbye, Reader! See you next year!
What amazing sights and sounds! Reader, the ground is shaking as hundreds and hundreds of animals with pounding hooves pass by! Look! There are small and large herds of wildebeest, zebra, and antelope flowing in a continuous wavy front that snakes out across the plains like a river overflowing its banks. As the animals snort, bleat, and call to each other. Look, there's Wally's herd running to join them. Oh, look, Reader. Overhead, I see many black vultures circling and scanning the parade of animals, looking for the old, the very young, and the sick animals who aren't able to keep up with the others. And look here. When I look at that copy through my binoculars, I can see that the lion family is watching the migrating animals too. Something tells me they might be thinking of having wildebeest or zebra for dinner tonight.
I hope you enjoyed seeing the Great Migration. It is considered one of the 10 natural wonders of the world, and we are very lucky to have had a chance to see it. Reader, you really must draw it sometime for your travel book. My, it's getting late. The perfect time for viewing animals. Where should we go next? Oh no! Look! The sky is getting cloudier, and I think I see lightning over there. Oh yes, that was definitely lightning. To be safe, let's all hop back in my jeep and head towards the shelter before the rain starts.
Can you smell the rain in the air, Reader? I think Amari is right. It's going to start raining soon. We did not come prepared for a rainstorm today. Let's jump into the jeep with Amari, quick! Look, Reader! The raindrops are just beginning to fall. I can feel the raindrops hitting our heads and arms in the open jeep, can you? I sure hope we're getting close to the campsite where we'll weather out this fast approaching storm. Oh my, the rain is starting to fall harder and harder. I'm getting soaked!
Here we are. Jump out and let's head over there where the pitch tents for our guests on safari. It will keep us dry during the rainstorm.
We made it! It sure does feel good to get out of that rain, doesn't it? Reader, look! Do you see all the dark rain clouds rolling in? At first, the rain was light, but now it's pouring down in sheets! It actually looks like someone is pouring buckets and buckets of water over the campsite, doesn't it? What a downpour! I've never seen it rain so hard. Oh, but look! Just like that, the rain is stopping. Lucky for us, the rain here must stop just as quickly as it starts. Great! We'll be able to continue our picture safari after all. Come on, Reading Bug. Reader, let's head on out and continue our adventure.
It's much too dangerous to leave our shelter. Quickly, look over there. Can you see the muddy waters pouring across the grassland covering everything? That's a flash flood.
Oh no, Lauren, Reader, I read that flash floods happen when it rains rapidly on dry soil that can't absorb all the water. The runoff collects in gullies and streams, and as they join together, forms a fast-flowing front of water, mud, and debris.
It's heading this way. Quickly, we've got to climb to the highest point in the camp before the waters catch up with us and we drown.
Oh no! Amari, I had no idea a quick rainstorm could be so dangerous. Do what Amari says and climb quickly, everyone. We need to get out of the path of this flash flood in order to stay safe. So let's climb to the top of the rocky hill just over there. Everybody, run! We can't waste any time. The floodwaters are coming fast. Great, we made it to the hill, but now we need to climb. To climb, stretch your arms up to the sky. Then grab the next rock. Then pull your feet up and start all over again. That's it. Stretch your arms. Pull your legs up. Stretch your arms. Pull your legs up. Stretch your arms again. And keep going until you get all the way to the top. Oh boy, you're strong, Reader.
Stretch, pull, stretch, pull. Keep on moving. Up we go. Stretch, pull, stretch, pull. Can we make it? I don't know. Stretch, pull, stretch, pull.
Great! Keep moving, everybody!
Stretch, pull, stretch, pull.
We're almost there!
We made it to the top!
Ah, phew! We made it to the top, and just in time, too! Look, Reader. The water is sweeping through the campsite, carrying away plants, sticks, and everything else that wasn't firmly attached to the ground. The campsite looks like a river now. There's so much water rushing through. I even see some small animals being swept up in the floodwaters. Oh no, I wish there was something we could do for them. Wow. That really was a close call. A few seconds more and we'd be getting swept away, too. Have you ever seen anything like that, Reading Bug? Reading Bug? Are you here? Oh no! Reader! The Reading Bug isn't on my shoulder anymore! Where could she be? Please, everyone, look for the Reading Bug! Not only is she our friend, but without her book bag, we could be stuck here with no way back home! Look around carefully. Do you see her on the ground? Or is she maybe on your shoulder? No, not there. Oh no. Maybe she's flying around nearby. Everyone, look! No, not there either. This is terrible. We have to go back and look around the demolished campsite. The rushing water has passed, so I think it's safe. First, we'll need to climb down the hill. Step down to find the next ledge with your feet, and then kneel down and grab the ledge with your hands. Step, grab. Step, grab. Step, grab. Step, grab. Good. We're at the bottom of the copy now. But how can we get back to the shelter? I think our only choice is to swim through the muddy waters. But we've got to find the Reading Bug. So let's go. Here we go. Splish, splash, splish, splash, splish, splash, splish, splash. Move your arms. Swim with me. There you go, Reader. Oh, the water is so cold. And the ground below is so squishy. Okay, great work, Reader. We're getting close to the shelter. But we're going to need to get through all of this mud in order to reach it. Step carefully, Reader. Squish your way through the mud. Squish, squash, squish, squash, squish, squash. Oh, we made it. But where is the reading bug?
Lauren, Reader, I'm up here in the acacia tree.
Oh, look! Look up in the tree, Reader. There's our tiny little friend and her magic book bag. Reading bug, we thought we'd lost you. I'm so glad you're okay. And I'm also relieved that we'll be able to go home after all. After a couple of close calls, I'd really like to head back now, wouldn't you?
When you started running, the wind blew me off your shoulder, and I landed in the mud and muck. By the time I got myself out, I couldn't catch up, so I flapped my wings and flew way up here to stay safe. That sure was a close call.
Now that you have found the reading bug, it's time for me to head home too before it gets too dark for me to travel alone in my jeep. I sure hope you'll come back soon. There's so much more to see. I'd love to take you to see my favorite animals, the elephants. Did you know the elephants are the largest land animals on Earth? I could also drive you to Gombe Stream National Park, which is located west of Serengeti. The Gombe Stream National Park is in a rainforest that is filled with chimpanzees, baboons, and monkeys. We are lucky that 25% of Tanzania is set aside in parks and reserves, so we all have a chance to see these amazing animals. But even so, our wildlife population are shrinking every year. Did you know that there are only 20,000 lions left in all of Africa? And our chimpanzees population is also endangered. There are only 300,000 chimpanzees left in Africa.
Oh, I learned in my book, The Watcher, Jane Goodall's Life with the Chimps, by Jeanette Winter, that the Gombe Stream National Park is the park where Jane Goodall spent 16 years observing the daily habits of chimps that lived there. Hers is an amazing story, and I can't wait to come back and visit. Thanks so much for the offer, Amari.
I promise you both that we'll be back soon. And when we go home, we'll draw even more illustrations, and we won't forget to tell our friends and family about the amazing things that we saw on our picture safari. But now, it really is time for us to get back to our families. Thank you so much for your help today, Amari. We're so happy to have made a new friend. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Reading Bug, are you ready to open your book bag for the trip back home?
Yep. As beautiful as it is here, I'm really ready to head back home. The bag is still a little wet from the rain, but luckily my books are all safe and dry. So here we go. Hop in, everyone.
This should be our last migration of the day, the migration back home. Just in time for a story or two or three. Everyone hop three times with me, then into the Reading Bug's book bag. Here we go. One hop, two hops, three hops, and we're in. We've had a big adventure within our book bag, and I think we saved the day. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, book bag. Now it's time to fly away. Look, Reader, it's working. We're headed back home. I see my garden and my house, too. I even see Zuzu, my dog, barking happily for us. Reader, can you see your home too?
I sure won't forget today's adventure anytime soon. The lion and the flash flood sure were scary, but seeing the beautiful scenery and animals of the Serengeti National Park and meeting Amari and Wallace made for an incredible adventure. What was your favorite part of today's adventure, Reader?
We made it. Back home safe and sound. But don't worry. If you ever want to visit Africa with me and the Reading Bug again, you can always replay this adventure and color some more amazing illustrations. I'll play some more music in just a minute at the end of this episode. If you want to color or discuss any of the exciting things we saw during our adventure today,
And if you want to learn more about Africa and the wild animals here, you should read some of the books in my book bag. You can find a complete list at www.thereadingbug.com/adventures.
Thank you so much for adventuring with us today, reader. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to see you next time. Who knows where we'll be adventuring next?
See you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you soon.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures from The Reading Bug, our family-owned children's bookstore in California. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage. The episode was performed by me, Chloe Savage, and Gary Sundgren. Original music was written and performed by me, Ross Gruet, and Alexa Thanos. And this episode was sound designed, mixed, and mastered by the great team at Resonate Recordings. We hope we introduced you to some amazing books on our adventure today. If you're looking to discover more books matched to your age and interests by our store staff, The Reading Bug offers a subscription box service shipping nationwide at readingbugbox.com. We love matching children to the perfect books, so be sure to check us out. Stay tuned for more adventures from The Reading Bug by subscribing to our podcast. And in the meantime, to learn all about us, discover new reads, and to check out more of our reading adventures, go to thereadingbug.com/adventures or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at The Reading Bug or on Instagram at Reading Bug Box. Thanks for listening and for all your help on our safari. We can't wait to see you next time. Goodbye.
wish that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.